So then another issue, and actually I'm working my way towards a concept that I want to throw out to you as a surgeon to see whether you agree or disagree with it. There's a lot of debate about the lower risk stage 2 patients and whether they gain benefit. And it kind of reminds me a lot of some of the debates that went on about breast cancer 10, 15 years ago in the node negative patients. Was it the trade-off of a questionable benefit? There's still debate in colon cancer right now whether there even is a benefit, although NSABP certainly has embraced the concept that there is some benefit even in the average risk stage 2 patient. Do you agree with that?
I think it's the average to higher risk. It's the old Duke's B2 patient.
Right. I guess what I'm working my way up towards is at this point in breast cancer, pretty much women who have invasive breast cancer are going to see a medical oncologist. Even if the surgeon feels like they really shouldn't have chemotherapy, they're going to send the patient to at least talk to an oncologist. My question is, have we got to the same point now in colon cancer that in general, patients should have a referral, whether it's stage 2 disease or stage 3 in an older patient, to talk to an oncologist about the possibility of treatment?
In my perspective in breast cancer is if the patient has an invasive cancer more than 1 centimeter in size, that patient needs to be seen by a medical oncologist because there are enough things within medical oncology that need to be considered for that patient to get the correct care. Now, for the colon cancer, I also think that the platform has changed enough and the drugs have changed enough. And my experience with just talking to people who are not experts in the field, if you talk to me about vascular surgery, I wouldn't know the latest about carotid endarterectomies versus carotid stenting. Maybe abdominal aortic aneurysm is better to put there. And I think it needs the expertise of the medical oncologist. So any patient who has more than a stage 2 or greater or multiple stage 1 cancers where there might be a genetic aspect to it, where there might be some other long-term considerations that need to be taken in, should have the benefit of another head on their treatment.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Wagman, please turn to the second CD.